Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of February 16, 2024. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I am Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Remember, folks, we do not bowl in Raleigh next week as we're going to Charlotte for the tournament. See below for tournament information, and please don't forget to call Sharon at 919-740-1073 if you need a sub or if you want to sub the following week. The lane assignments for week 14, lane 35, team 4, triple threat, lane 36, team 3, gunslingers, lane 37, team 2, strike time, lane 38, team 1, sharpshooters, lane 39, team 8, rough riders. Lane 40, team 7, hangmen. Lane 41, team 6, silver bullets. And lane 42, team 5, the midnight bandits. The substitutes for the week 14 tonight. Lane 36, team 3, out. Sharon Benton in Matt Bowers. Lane 42, team 5, out. Jenna Mack in Loretta Tony. Bowling balls for sale. Zelda has two bowling balls for sale. The first one is a used 15-pound ball, and the second is a brand new 14-pound ball, never used. Anyone interested can contact her at 443-629-0018 or by email at zelda2152@gmail.com. Now here's that Charlotte tournament, the Charlotte Queen City Blind Bowlers are hosting a tournament on February 24. The alley is going to be Bolero South Boulevard at 4501 South Boulevard, Charlotte, NC, 28209. The alley's phone number is 704-527-0333. Those who are going, please note we will need to leave from the JC Center in Raleigh at 6 a.m. on the 24th. We will be back late Saturday night. Bowling begins at 10 a.m. and it's a three-hour drive, so if we make a brief stop, we'll still be pushing it to get there on time. The SBBA Mailographic Tournament will be bowled on Friday, March 22nd. The entry fee is $6. Outlaw's deadline to submit entries is Friday, March 1. We remember Judy Jeter. Those of you who have been around a while may remember Judy Jeter, longtime secretary of the SBBA. Judy passed away on Wednesday evening, February 7th. Her service was held last Thursday in Vinton, Virginia. The Outlaws and friends extend our condolences to Judy's family. Interested in STEM, S-T-E-M? Well, there will be a Google Meet webinar on Sunday, February 18, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., presented by Tracy Minish, a former Mission Control Operations Manager at NASA's Johnson City Space Center. He is visually impaired and will share his journey in STEM and NASA, as well as some STEM activities. You can join in the Google Meet webinar video by clicking on the link in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter or dial 678-632-2930 and enter PIN 141-474-323#. There are other phone numbers available that you can access by clicking the link in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter. There are also several bio links in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter that you can access by clicking on their links. A closing note about this announcement reads, please have a potato and a non-bendy straw too. Interesting. Calling all chefs, our chili soup stew and dessert cook-off will be held on Saturday, March 9 from 5 to 9 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Raleigh. It's $10 to come and try all of the chili soup stew and dessert that you wish. You do not have to be a bowler to enter or to eat. Everybody is welcome to participate. Please save the date. The Charles E. Roan Tournament in Winston-Salem will be held on March 16. More details will be coming soon. Our entry deadline will be early in March. The Governor Moorhead Foundation invites everyone to the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new GMS Accessible Outdoor Learning Center on April the 11th at 12:30 p.m. The generous help of NC State's School of Design and community partnerships has made this new accessible playground possible. The ABBA National Tournament information for Reno, Nevada. This is information from Sandy McDaniel. She writes, "We will be staying at the Silver Legacy Resort Casino, 407 North Virginia Street, Reno, Nevada, 89501. The best way to make reservations is to go on the website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter, or call the Silver Legacy reservation line directly at 1-800-687-8733, and be sure to note that you would like to reserve a room in a group block at the Silver Legacy. Ask for the group rate for the ABBA Bowling Tournament 2024. The discounted room rate is $59 plus $30 resort fee plus $3 city fee plus 13.5% tax, approximately $104 per night. And this is for two guests per room per night. Each additional person will be charged at the rate of $10 per person per night, with a maximum of four persons per guest room. The cutoff date to make your reservations in the block is April 19. Guests are encouraged to make reservations as soon as possible to ensure availability. Please note that a credit card will be required to secure reservations and will be charged for one night. It is standard policy to require a credit card upon check-in for incidental charges. They do provide complimentary airport shuttle service and self-parking. In-room Keurig coffee maker with Starbucks pods, refrigerator, and in-room safe. Access to all fitness center activities, public areas, public area Wi-Fi, and in-room Wi-Fi, as well as printing of boarding passes. Check-in time is 3 p.m. and check-out time is 11 a.m. Any departures after 11 a.m. are subject to a full-day charge. Each guest room must have at least one registered guest of 21 years of age or older. Now, the Silver Legacy Casino is a short walk from the hotel lobby. There's a snack shop and a coffee shop in the lobby. The casino has several restaurants. Also, the Circus Circus Casino and the El Dorado Casino are adjacent to the Silver Legacy Casino. The Circus Circus Casino has a food court with several different restaurants to select from. There is a 24-hour restaurant in the Silver Legacy. Go on the website and it lists all the restaurants and entertainment venues that they have. Coconut Bowl at 1855 East Lincoln Way in Sparks, Nevada, 89434, will be the bowling lanes that we will be using this year. It's located about 10 minutes from the hotel. Transportation will be provided. We will be using 38 lanes for the competition. The lanes are in two sections, 22 lanes and 16 lanes. The bowling center is also a family entertainment center, which includes go-karts, miniature golf, pool tables, and two bars. The Water Dog Shack Bar features a diverse menu that includes pizza, burgers, hot dogs, salads, and a variety of sandwiches and Mexican specialties. All food is made to order, but is also a quick and easy way to get some food. The entry fee. Well, the entry fee for the tournament is $80, and it is an additional $25 for the Masters. Registration for guests is $18. By the way, that's included in the $80 for those who are bowling. So if you have a guest planning to come, then please include their name and registration fee as well. Outlaws. Please note, because the tournament entries are due to the ABBA by April 5, Outlaws entries are due in no later than March 22. We do not bowl on March 29, as that is Good Friday. Therefore, we're going to need to know who is going in order to make teams up in time to get the entries to Sandy by April the 5th. So please plan ahead and see Ginger or Sharon if you have a problem. T-shirts are $30. Please specify the size and whether you want black or tie-dye. They must be prepaid. The Masters will be bowled on Monday afternoon, May 20. We normally request the 9:30 a.m. squad for singles and doubles and for teams on the second and third day. So Tuesday for singles and doubles and Wednesday for teams. We do not yet know what the schedule is for meetings, but they're anticipated to be either Tuesday or Wednesday. Reminder. The cutoff date for reservations is April 19. To make a reservation, call 800-697-9733 or go online to their booking website by clicking on the link in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter. Also, if you arrive before 3 o'clock on the day your reservation begins, the hotel charges a $10 early check-in fee plus tax. And if you leave after 11 a.m., you are charged for a full day. Moving on, next up is the Disability Awareness Council. They're holding a workshop on transportation, February 16 and 23, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 100 Europa Drive, room 101, Chapel Hill, NC, 27514. There is a Zoom option available. Topics that will be discussed at these workshops include disability types and awareness, customer service monitoring, and ADA updates. Training and Technical Assistance Specialist Catherine L. Newman will be speaking. The registration link is in your email copy of this edition of the newsletter, and you can click on it to register. The cost is $15 for persons with disabilities and $85 for professionals. Scholarships are available to students with vision loss for the 2024-2025 academic year. Scholarships for students pursuing college or graduate study are invaluable in making educational opportunities more widely available. A number of scholarships exist to support the education of students with vision impairment. In preparing for the coming year, students and their families can explore offerings that may match their interests and goals. Those considering scholarship opportunities are advised to apply for the funding from their state's Commission for the Blind or equivalent agency. Some scholarships require proof of this step for a student to be considered. Following are some individual scholarships available for the academic year. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is accepting applications for its annual scholarships from high school seniors through graduate school students who are blind or have low vision. The application deadline is midnight Eastern Time, March 31st, 2024. Currently, 30 merit-based scholarships of $8,000 each are available. Recipients attend the NFB National Convention in July. In addition, NFB and HumanWare are collaborating to offer the Jim Halliday HumanWare / NFB scholarship to 4 candidates, each of whom will receive $1,000, and one Braillant, B-R-A-I-L-L-A-N-T, B-I-40 Braille display. NFB scholarship applicants can select a checkbox on their application to gain access to the questions related to this award. Next up is the Lighthouse Guild. They are offering a merit-based scholarship, set of them, actually, to students with vision loss who are about to enter college or embark on graduate education. Each year, up to 20 scholarships are offered to outstanding high school students and at least one to a graduate student. Applications are due by March 31, 2024. The Lavelle Fund for the Blind provides 2 scholarships for college graduates who are legally blind and visually impaired and studying at one of 12 partnering colleges and universities in the tri-state New York area. The Lavelle Brother Kearney Scholarship Program provides financial support and career preparation assistance to students to enter and advance in the profession of their choice. Their Lavelle Leaders Awards are one-time only merit awards of $5,000 offered to 2 students per year. The application deadline is June 30, 2024. For lists and details about these other scholarships, check these links to web pages of the Laval Fund for the Blind and Lighthouse Guild. For further details about specific scholarships of interest, it would be advisable to contact the scholarship provider directly. For additional background, read the AFB article on scholarships for blind and low vision students. The AFB article also features descriptions of a number of scholarships offered by other organizations, including the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind and Visually Impaired, that's AER, the Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, the Christian Record Services, Learning Ally, or ALLY, and the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Scholarships for Fordham Law School and Western Michigan University. All of the links noted above are actionable by clicking on them individually. Parents, educators, students, and others can also contact local community organizations that provide services to individuals with vision loss to inquire about other funding opportunities to support the pursuit of higher education. And now, recipes that will bowl you over. First up is buffalo cauliflower bites. The ingredients for this are 1 head of cauliflower, stem removed, broken into small pieces, 1/2 cup of flour, 1/2 cup of water, salt and pepper, cooking spray, 2/3 cup buffalo hot sauce, 1 tablespoon of butter, 1/2 teaspoon of honey, and celery sticks and ranch dip for serving. Here are your directions. Preheat the oven to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a sheet pan with foil and coat with cooking spray. In a large bowl, whisk together the flour, water, salt, and pepper. Add the cauliflower florets and toss everything to coat. Place on a single layer on the baking sheet and season with salt and pepper to taste. Bake for 20 minutes. While that is baking, whisk the buffalo sauce, honey, and butter together in a bowl. Take the cauliflower out of the oven and pour the sauce over the cauliflower and toss it to coat it. Bake for an additional 10 minutes time, and then serve immediately with celery and ranch dip. Here's a tasty little thing. Strawberry cream cheese dump cake. That's getting my attention. Your ingredients, 1 15.25 ounce of box of yellow cake mix, 2 21-ounce each cans of strawberry pie filling, 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese cut into small cubes, 1/2 cup, that would be 1 stick, of unsalted butter sliced into thin pieces. Optionally, add fresh strawberries and whipped cream for garnish. Oh, I would definitely do that. Here's your instructions. Preheat the oven, setting it at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Layer the strawberry filling by spreading the strawberry pie filling evenly on the bottom of a 9 by 13 inch baking dish. Add cream cheese. Dot the pie filling with small cubes of cream cheese. Sprinkle the cake mix. Gently sprinkle the yellow cake mix over the cream cheese and the strawberry layers. Ensure the coverage, but do not mix them. Top with butter. Arrange thin slices of butter evenly over the cake mix, and then bake. Place in the oven and bake for 45 to 50 minutes, or until the top is golden brown and the filling is bubbly. Cool it, and then serve it. Okay. That's going to be allowing the cake to cool slightly before serving, and you can then garnish it with fresh strawberries and whipped cream if you like. And I will tell you right now, I do like. Last thing on the newsletter today, the bowling schedule. A bowling February 16. Charlotte Tournament February 24. Bowling March 1 and March 8. Roan Invitational in Winston-Salem March 16. Bowl on March 22. SBBA Mailographic Bowled. ABBA National Tournament entries due March 22. Good Friday, March 29, no bowling. Bowl on April 5, 12, and 19. Outlaw Invitational tentatively May 4. And finally, the ABBA National Tournament in Reno, Nevada, May 19 through 23. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long, until next time.